Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we sing those words with all of our hearts, for you are great and greatly to be praised. Father, you are the maker of the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is therein, and you are our maker and our creator. Lord, we are here today to give thanks to you for the life and breath and strength and health that you blessed Phoebe Wagner with for these last 93 and a half years on this earth. What a beautiful, dear child of God. And now she is with you, and we rejoice in that. We rejoice in the promises of your word that speak to us of eternal life that comes to us through Jesus Christ and Christ alone. So thank you as we gather in this sanctuary to celebrate her life. Thank you for filling this place with your presence and ministering to each one here your comfort and your peace and your joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. And good morning to all. I'm so thankful that we can actually gather here in our sanctuary for this celebration of Phoebe's life. I've had to do two funerals, which are just graveside only and limited to a very few people. So this is a blessing to be able to be here together. Thank you for coming. As we think about Phoebe's life, we can all think of many ways of how she impacted us over her years. Wonderful, amazing ways. I don't know, some of you know it, maybe some don't, but Phoebe's name is mentioned in the scriptures, and we find her name in Romans, the 16th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Paul is writing this letter to the church at Rome. He's finishing it up. The 16th chapter is the last chapter in the book of Romans, and he says this, "I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church in Cenchrea." That would have been the church of Corinth. "I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints and to give her any help that she may need from you. For she has been a great help to many people, including me." That's quite a statement from the Apostle Paul when you think about it. And as he's writing to that church, and it is believed at that time that Phoebe is actually the one who delivered that letter to the church in Rome. What an amazing responsibility that was given to her, and that her name is recorded in the scriptures for us. And her name means bright and radiant. And I thought that fits pretty good. When you look at Phoebe's picture on the front of your folder that you picked up today, that just fits her so well and who she was. And truly a precious servant of the Lord. And I would say, as Paul said about that Phoebe a couple thousand years ago, I would say, yes, the same. What a blessing Phoebe Wagner has been to me, certainly, as I've known her and Laverne, and I do thank God for her. I want to read the obituary at this time. Phoebe Walter Wagner was born on November 8th of 1926 to Jacob F. and Sarah Hofer Walter on a farm northwest of Freeman, South Dakota on Highway 44. She was called to her heavenly home on May 13th, 2020. Phoebe was the 10th child in a family of 11. Phoebe attended Gross District No. 54 school near their farm. She attended Freeman High School. After schooling, she went to Chicago and worked several different jobs there for about 5 years. On September 28th of 1947, Phoebe married Laverne Wagner at a double wedding with her brother Jacob and Laverne's twin sister, Belva Jean. And Belva Jean is here today, right behind Laverne. So that would make, I'm adding this in, they celebrated 72 and a half years of marriage together. What a blessing. Their married life started a life of farming southeast of Menno. Phoebe and her daughter Sandra were baptized in 1949 at the Zion Evangelical Church. They were baptized together. Now I have to fill in the blanks there in case you're wondering, how did that work? Well, as Phoebe would have grown up in the tradition of baptism by immersion, she was deathly afraid of water and did not want to be baptized by immersion. So as they came to the Zion EUB Church, which was more infant baptism, then she was baptized on that same day with Sandy. What a blessing. I had to ask that question. Maybe you were curious too. Phoebe and Laverne moved to Menno in 1987. She worked at the Menno Olivet Care Center for many years. Phoebe was a dedicated wife, mother, and grandmother. She enjoyed reading her Bible and devotions daily. She read the Bible through 7 times and then quit counting, but kept reading daily until macular degeneration affected her sight. Then she used her visual reading machine and listened to Bible readings on tapes. There were many hobbies that Phoebe enjoyed: embroidering, homemaking, cooking, baking, and doing word find puzzles, until macular degeneration affected her eyesight. She loved visiting with family and friends. Phoebe was a member here at Salem Reformed Church, and that was in the fall of 2006 when Laverne and Phoebe joined here. She is survived by her husband Laverne, by her 3 children, Sandy and Jim McNamara, Carla and Randy Dieters, Lonnie Wagner, and 3 grandchildren, Jenna, Tyler and his wife Michelle, Todd and his wife Amber, and 2 great-grandchildren, Jet and Tucker. By her sisters-in-law, Lily Kirschman, and Lily just turned 102 this last Saturday. She's a resident here at the Menno Care Center. And Belva Jean Walter, who is here this morning, Laverne's twin sister, and many nieces and nephews. She is preceded in death by her parents, Jacob F. and Sarah Walter, by her brothers, Edwin, John, Ernest, Willie, and Jacob, and her sisters, Anne, Mary, Emma, Lydia, and Tobia. May God bless her memory. At this time, Phoebe's granddaughter Jenna is going to come and share some memories that the family had written down for today.
I would love to share some of the humorous and caring memories on behalf of all of her family that we will never forget. With Christian faith, she always put her family first, teaching us love, family time, holiday celebrations, and the Christian faith being so important to us all. She always was there with a helping hand, open arms, and listening ear to help us through our daily routines. We always enjoyed her home cooking, and especially her German dishes. Many family traditions were created and handed down to us. A phone call always brightened her day, visiting with family and friends. When she was at the nursing home, the phone barely rang for a full ring dial, and she would answer with a warm welcome, "Hello?" Wednesdays were bingo day. She was always looking forward to it, and it was a highlight of every week. We are so blessed to know she played bingo before she peacefully went to rest, and we hope she plays bingo every Wednesday up in heaven. Some memories from Sandy, Carla, and Lonnie. They remember Mom went to the Mennonite colony. She was getting fresh produce, and there were 4 young boys talking German, which they didn't know Mom could understand, and whatever the boys were saying was not good, because she confronted them and told them in German, "That wasn't very nice what you boys were talking about." The young boys' facial expressions when they learned that she understood German, they were so shocked and they left. After they left, the young ladies who were also there heard her speak German. They were surprised. After this encounter, they spoke German to each other ever since. Another trip Mom took to the colony for vegetables, there was a young boy named Eddie. He took Mom's things to the trunk and Mom said, "Thank you." His comment was, "You can't live on tanks." And Mom chuckled for a couple minutes. A couple memories from myself. I remember every time I walked in the house, she always shouted, "I have enough Rice Krispies," before the door was even shut. Every time I came to spend time at Grandma's, we made Rice Krispies, enough to serve the whole town of Menno. Grandma's daily routine, right when she got out of bed, before she did anything else, still in her nightgown, she would go to her chair in the living room and read a section of the Bible and her daily devotions. Then she would get up and get dressed, as if she was going to the ball every day. Then put her gorgeous jewelry on, and don't forget the precious lipstick that she still has on today. Then she would make me breakfast, her famous secret recipe. Grandma's famous breakfast was over easy eggs and toast. Her toast with butter was the secret recipe, and I requested it every time she asked, "What would you like for breakfast?" No one made the same butter toast as Grandma, but I am thankful to know what the secret recipe is now. Nana, you were one of the strongest and sweetest souls I've ever had in my life. I'm truly blessed to have spent the last 26 years with you. It was such a blessing and honor to share our half birthdays together. You made 93 look so good, proud, and joyful. I love you so much and will miss you every second of every day. I hope you're enjoying the company with all your siblings, and especially my Grandma Gail. I know you're cooking some wonderful meals together for everyone up there in heaven. We love you so much. Until we meet again, please look down on all of us with all your love and gratitude.
Thank you, Jenna, and the family. Very nice. Thank you. I'd like to ask you, those of you who know the 23rd Psalm, if you'd like to join me in saying that together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The scriptures that I have today are by request of Phoebe for this day. I'd like to read John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. We'll sing next hymn number 539, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. This is what was one of Phoebe's favorites. I sang it with her several times. I know that it was like the day or two before she went in to the Freeman Care Center. We sang this at the dining room table, had communion together, and sang this hymn, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. So let's sing this, please. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee pure warm and changeless, be a living fire. While down life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee aside. When ends life's passing dream, when death's cold threatening stream shall o'er me roll, blessed Savior, then in love, fear and distrust remove. Oh, lift me safe above a ransomed soul. And so it was, as Phoebe drew her last breath on Wednesday evening, she was ushered instantly into the presence of God. Psalm 27, verses 1 through 6, and verses 13 and 14. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. For one thing I ask of the Lord, that is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Amen. I wasn't surprised as the family gave me notes that Phoebe had written down. I was not surprised that her readings were from the Psalms, except for the John chapter 3:16 passage. She loved the Psalms very much, as many of us do. I was not surprised at all to learn of Psalm 27. There were more than once we talked about that psalm together, especially verse 4. At times she didn't remember the chapter. She could quote that verse 4, and I'd say, that's chapter 27. That's right. I remember that. Verse 4 was, one thing I ask of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. That's such a beautiful verse. This is a psalm of David, and we know that was David's heart, King David, of seeking the Lord. I want to read just that verse from a different translation. It says this, "The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek the most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple." And so, as David was inspired to write that, and as he prayed it, I'm sure, throughout his life, it's interesting to find he didn't say, the one thing I'm seeking the most is the riches of this life, or the wealth, or the greatness, or the power of all that a lot of people seek after on this earth. No, King David did not seek that, nor did Phoebe. Reminds me of Matthew chapter 6 when Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things, all these other things will be added unto you." And so this verse, a favorite of Phoebe's, yes, shined through. She didn't just say it, but reading the Bible through, well, as much as she counted 7 times, and then how many more after that, and as Jenna testified in her reading of that was the first thing she did in the morning, went to her spot. Well, I would call it her prayer closet, even though I don't think it was in her closet. That's where she went. Had her time with the Lord, and then went on with her day. And so it was. There was one time, I don't know, a few months ago, I don't remember the day, but it was since she was in Freeman, and she was having a difficult day that time. And when I didn't know that, I just happened upon to come to her room that day. And as we greeted each other, and the first thing she said was, she said, "Pastor Mike, let's not really just visit today. Could you just read the scriptures to me today?" I said, "Absolutely, Phoebe." And it was, I don't know, half hour, I would guess. I just read. And you could see her countenance lift in that time, because that's what God's word does to us and for us. Lifts us out of whatever we're in, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional challenges, whatever it is. And her very dear roommate over there, Ruth, who I think her daughter is here, right? Are you her daughter? Yeah. I don't know your name, but I know I've seen you in the room different times. They were just a match made right there in that care center. And Ruth would often listen in and express her thanks for the devotion time. And usually we would sing a hymn together there in the room. But so David, one thing, this one thing I seek after is to dwell, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. What's that talking about? Well, certainly his presence. How do we experience the presence of the Lord to dwell there for us today? Number one is through his word, the living word of God. And then, of course, through prayer, through worship. But the number one way is through his word. For David's time, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, to dwell in the house of the Lord, it meant going first to the tabernacle. That was the tent that they had, first of all, where the Ark of the Covenant was, where the presence of God was manifest. And then eventually, David's son Solomon built the temple there in Jerusalem, and they longed to be there. For us, certainly we know as Christians that we're told in Corinthians, don't you know your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify, honor God with your bodies. So yes, the Holy Spirit lives in us today. We are blessed. But beyond that, when we gather in the sanctuary, we gather corporately to experience God's presence. And certainly, Phoebe and Laverne are very faithful in that matter. See, when we get number 4, verse 4, in operation here in our lives, this priority, one thing I desire, is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. When we get that going, then the rest of the chapter, Psalm of 27 of Psalms, sort of falls into place. Then we can say verse 1 with confidence, like David did, like Phoebe did. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? What's the answer? Nobody. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? What's the answer? Nobody, nothing. That just falls in there. The Lord is my light. We could think of that as we walk with the Lord sort of in our emotional, the soulish realm that God has given us. He gives us light and guidance through His Word and by His Spirit. No matter what we face, I had written, sometimes I do this in my church phone directory. I write little notes of things that just bless me of my visits with people in the congregation, because I can't always remember them, you know, otherwise. So what did I have written in Phoebe's under her name? I had written Psalm 27 in there long before she ever passed. 3 years ago, actually, in July of 2017, I wrote that in there. She had two stents put in her heart then, and it was before that, when I'm sure I was visiting with her and praying with her before that procedure, she said, "You know what, Pastor Mike, I am not afraid, because Psalm 21 says," and she quoted verse 1 to me, "The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation." And I wrote, I know I came back to my office that day or the next, and I wrote that in there, Phoebe Wagner, Psalm 27, July 2017, when she had two stents put in her heart. That gives us confidence. The Lord is my salvation. That's talking about our lives spiritually. We are a three-part being, spirit beings. We are made in God's image. He has given us a mind, our emotions, and our will. That's our soulish realm, and we live in a body. That's the three-part being. Here, the Lord is my salvation. Boy, we better know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, because this day is going to come to every one of us on the planet, 100% guaranteed. Sin is a disease that infects all of mankind. 100%. We don't need any other statistics than that. It's a fact. And Jesus said in John chapter 1, verse 12, "Yet to all who received him," Christ, talking about himself, "yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." See, there is receiving Christ as our Lord and Savior. That's our salvation. Third, the Lord is the strength of my life. That comes into our physical being. He gives strength to us no matter what we face. And there are many challenges. And so that we see the confidence exhibited in David as he wrote this and throughout his life, and we see it in Phoebe, we see it in each other as believers. So verse 2 and 3, it went on to talk of the challenges then. What? "When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident." And that's the confidence that comes from knowing Jesus Christ, as Phoebe did. And it shows, it radiates, it radiated through Phoebe's life. Was she perfect? No, none of us are. Although I did ask the kids yesterday, as we gathered a little bit, I said, "Did your mom ever get mad at you?" Sandy said, "Well, one time I remember she shook her finger at me and said, 'Wait till your father gets home.'" Yeah, what a dear, sweet, precious child of God. And his life radiated through her, as I said, what her name means, bright and radiant. And that's the Holy Spirit shining through. So as chapter 27 finishes up, I want to read that again. As David said, "I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." So yeah, that talks about, yes, as we live our lives on this earth, however many years God gives us, we see the goodness of the Lord over and over and over again. What a blessing to celebrate 72 and a half years of marriage together. That's pretty amazing. Rare do we see that happen. Praise the Lord. But it also speaks of, as she stepped into heaven in eternity, she is literally seeing in all of its fullness the glories of heaven and seeing Jesus face to face there, as we can only imagine from this earth. We have glimpses of it throughout Scripture, but she is seeing Christ face to face. Wow, how amazing that is. And then it finishes up, "So wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." Two times we are told that, wait for the Lord, in that one verse. We are, can be a very impatient people, can't we? We struggle with that, especially in the day in which we live and everything is instant. But these of this age, they've gone through a lot in their 93 years. And they know what it means to be patient. Truly they do. Let me just close out a little bit with this verse from John 3:16. We all know it, I would assume. But it's more than just a cute little verse that we learned as children. This is the message of the gospel in one verse and following on. For God so loved the world. What? He took action, right? He did something about it. He gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, so that whosoever believes on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the promise of the gospel. It's not just an automatic, though. The choice is ours. God says, here's the gift. Receive it or not. The choice comes to us. Ah, no. Some say, no, I don't think so. You know, it looks nice. Yeah, I believe Jesus was a man. I believed he lived on the earth, but nah, I don't need that. Maybe it was good enough for Phoebe, but nah. It's a dangerous place to be. God gave his Son in love. Said God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But look at the last verse. He or she who believes in him is not condemned, but he or she who does not believe is condemned already. That's the words of Jesus. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So we need to know where we're at, because we never know when our last breath will be. Thank God that Laverne and Lonnie were able to see Phoebe on Mother's Day through the window. It's so difficult how we have to visit at this point, but praise the Lord, they were able to. Lonnie has such a beautiful picture. It's on his phone as she's looking out her window of the care center, and then there's the St. Paul's, I think it's St. Paul's Lutheran Church. As you see Phoebe's face, and there outside the window, he's taking the picture. There's her face, and the reflection of the church is big in the background of that window. Wow, I'm sure that was not planned. Thank God they got to see her on Mother's Day. Who would know that 3 days later she was going to go to heaven? Just after supper, put the eye drops in, suppose is how the story is, and she leaned back and that was it. And off she went in a moment. And there she is in with the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for what you've done for all of us through Jesus Christ. As your word says, and we say, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift, your only begotten Son. I pray, Lord, I don't know everybody here, but you do. You know us each by name. You know everything about us inside and out. You know where we are with you, whether we are with you or whether we're not. You know that. And you're the one who can break through our hearts. And I ask you to do that to all of us here today, Father, that we could live our lives as we see the example that Phoebe lived for us. And her love for you, her love for your word, her love for her family. What an amazing blessing. Thank you for all here today. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you are able and would like to stand with me, I'll have a closing prayer here. So you can stand, please. And at which time I'll go into the Lord's Prayer if you want to join me. And we use the words debts and debtors when we come to that point. So let's bow our heads once more, please. Heavenly Father, we do give you glory and honor and praise. You've given us such a beautiful day. Lord, outside the sun is shining and we're grateful for it. Father, you are the giver of life and you are the conqueror of death. You are the Most High God. And we thank you, Lord, for the verses of Scripture where Jesus, you said, you are the resurrection and the life. You said that whoever believes in you, though he or she may die physically, yet shall she live. We know Phoebe lives with you in heaven. And you said whoever lives and believes in you would never die. In Christ, it's just a stepping over into eternity. And so, Father, with faith in your great mercy, we do entrust Phoebe Wagner to your eternal care. And we praise you, Father, for your steadfast love for Phoebe all the days of her earthly life. Thank you, Lord, for all that she was and still is to all of us, for all the many ways in which she touched our lives. We will never forget those things, nor our love for her. Father, we thank you that for Phoebe, death itself is now past, and that she has entered heaven to spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray together the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please receive the benediction. And now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Savior, Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may he equip you with everything good, so that you may do God's will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. We'll sing a closing hymn here, recessional hymn number 327. We're not able to have a lunch as normally we would in the social hall because of still the restrictions of the pandemic that we're in. So we're sorry about that. The committal service will be at the Menno Cemetery. 327, The Old Rugged Cross. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.